Tara Mentz and I are standing almost knee-deep in a branch of the White Clay Creek in southern Chester County. It's small, about 5 feet across, and it's what biologists call a headwater stream.
Because they're kind of at the very beginning of our watersheds, and they're some of the most important streams out there. They're like the lifeblood of our watersheds.
It's the end of autumn, and everywhere around us there are piles of leaves, under trees, on the stream banks, and most importantly, in big clumps in the stream itself.
The food that falls from the trees, the leaves, goes into the stream and provides a lot of nutrients important for aquatic life.
Mentz is the education manager at the Stroud Water Research Center in Avondale, Pennsylvania. She says the insects that live in and around streams are collectively called macroinvertebrates. Mentz and other scientists use them as sentinels that indicate stream health or stress. A local example is the water penny.
This is actually a type of beetle that's really sensitive. And so you may also find midges. And midges are a really neat group. They're very diverse, probably the most diverse groups of macroinvertebrates we have. And they all kind of give different signals. But as a whole, to this level, we kind of classify them as more tolerant.
Since 1989, scientists at the Stroud Center have been collecting data on the presence, absence, and numbers of these macroinvertebrate insects to chart the health of waterways in their area and wherever else they have volunteers. But rather than wait for clumps of leaves to accumulate on their own, participants create leaf packs and anchor them in the stream. The tools are pretty simple.
Just basically a mesh bag, an onion bag. You use actually leaf debris and matter that's local to your stream. Just go up into your floodplain, the area right next to the stream, and see what's growing there. You put it in your mesh bag, and then you put them out in the stream. You kind of strap them along a rock. So we use them as a way to attract macroinvertebrates to monitor them and see who's actually in the stream.
After a couple of months, volunteers retrieve the leaf packs and examine the contents.
But what you'll find in there is pretty remarkable. You see things just like moving and buzzing around most of the time, and that's when you start sorting them out by category. You'll start getting into the identification, which is so much fun.
So it's a great, I feel like this is a really unique chance for these guys, first of all, to just love being in the woods, and also to watch the progress of the seasons, and to take some really good scientific data. So they love coming out here. I mean, they would come out every week if they could.
Karen Barker teaches 7th grade science at the Tatnall School in Wilmington, Delaware. She says a project like the Leaf Pack Network benefits both her students and the scientific community.
I think in the last 10, 15 years, citizen science is huge. And people are realizing the value of scientists can't have eyes everywhere, but we can be all these other places.
All right, guys, we're going to head back into the room.
Though based in Chester County, the Leaf Pack Network has participants as far away as Africa and Central America. Closer to home, there are still streams waiting to be adopted. To see a map of the project, go to newsworks.org. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.